Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 7th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Visa and MasterCard both suspended operations in Russia. Transactions made with either card issued by banks in Russia won't work outside the country. Cards issued in Russia will not be processed by Visa or MasterCard, instead going through Russia's national payment card system. Cards issued by banks outside of Russia won't work at Russian merchants or ATMs. PayPal also suspended services in Russia, including its money transfer tool Xoom, although it will allow withdrawals for a period of time due to regulatory requirements. The company stopped accepting new users in Russia last week. The Washington State Senate passed HB 2076, which would classify gig workers as independent contractors in the state while mandating that gig drivers receive a minimum pay rate and receive paid sick leave. The House passed a similar bill last month and would need to be reconciled before sent to Governor Jay Inslee. NVIDIA confirmed the extortion group Lapsus accessed its systems and stole proprietary data as well as employee credentials last week. The group threatened to release the data if NVIDIA did not remove its light hash rate Ethereum mining limiter on recent GPUs. The group began leaking NVIDIA's data, including code signing certificates used for its drivers and apps. Security researchers found that these are now being used to sign malware. These certificates are expired, but Windows will still load signed drivers into the OS. Samsung confirmed threat actors stole internal company data and source code, saying no personal data was accessed. Samsung did not state who was responsible, but that same group, Lapsus, claims responsibility. The group said it obtained 190 gigabytes of data, including code used in Samsung's Trust Zone environment, bootloader, and activation servers, as well as algorithms for all biometric unlock operations. Samsung said it will release a software update soon to let users control performance while running game apps. This is in response to the discovery of Samsung's game optimizing service, which seemed to reduce performance for more than 10,000 apps while not affecting benchmarking apps. No timing on the update was announced. Microsoft completed its acquisition of the voice technology company Nuance. Microsoft plans to use Nuance to combine voice, AI, and cloud for healthcare, retail, telecommunications, and financial services. Nintendo and Epic Games stopped accepting payments in Russia for games, with the Nintendo eShop temporarily put into maintenance mode. On the chip front, AMD and Intel confirmed they stopped chip shipments to Russia and Belarus. Airbnb suspended all operations in Russia and Belarus, which applies to both bookings and guest reservations. TikTok suspended live streaming in Russia, saying it needs to review the implications of Russia's newly passed fake news law. TikTok's in-app messaging will not be impacted. Samsung confirmed it stopped shipping all products to Russia, where it's currently the top smartphone brand. It's unclear if Samsung stopped production at its TV plant in the country. Intel announced its Mobileye unit confidentially filed for an IPO. CEO Pat Gelsinger said in December Intel would receive the majority of funds from the sale and would use them to fund construction on more chip fabs. Intel would retain a majority stake in Mobileye after the IPO. Security researchers at Royal Holloway University in London and Italy's University of Catania published a paper demonstrating the use of Amazon Echo devices to issue voice commands to itself. This requires pairing an Echo to a malicious Bluetooth device, then using text-to-speech apps to stream voice commands. The researchers were successfully able to make purchases, control smart home devices, and unlock doors. A variation on the attack also used a malicious radio station to issue commands, but Amazon fixed a remote self-wake issue with Alexa skills to make it no longer possible. Bloomberg sources say YouTube offered podcast networks financial incentives to create video versions of shows. These are framed as grants, offering up to $50,000 for individual shows and $300,000 to podcast networks to help create a video pipeline for podcasts. And finally, Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo tweeted out predictions for Apple's desktop roadmap. Kuo expects Apple to ship a higher-end Mac Mini and 27-inch monitor in 2022, but doesn't expect a Mac Pro or iMac Pro until 2023. 9to5 Mac sources also say that Apple developed a new Mac Studio computer linked to a previous Mark Gurman report of a smaller Mac Pro with two versions, one offering an M1 Max chip and another with a more powerful, unreleased Apple Silicon chip. No word on when this Mac Studio would ship. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.